Have you ever wondered if having fewer friends could actually be a good thing? It might sound strange, but there's a lot to consider about the quality of friendships over quantity. Imagine a small, cozy gathering of close friends versus a big party where you barely know anyone. Which would you prefer? Picture yourself on a quiet beach, far from the crowd. You have just a few friends around you, but they are the ones who truly understand and support you. Isn't that more comforting than being surrounded by many people who don't really know you? Sometimes having fewer friends can mean having deeper, more meaningful connections. Think of it like having a few strong bridges between islands rather than many small, shaky ones. Which would you rather rely on in a storm? Imagine this. You're at a crucial moment in your life, and you need support. Would you rather have a handful of friends who stand by you through thick and thin? Or a large group who might not even notice you're in trouble? Welcome to Stoic Journey, where we explore how fewer friends can actually enrich your life. We'll dive into the wisdom of Stoicism and discover why having a smaller circle of friends might be just what you need. Before we dive into the details, remember to like this video if you find it helpful. Your support helps us spread these valuable insights. Don't forget to comment, share, and subscribe to Stoic Journey for more content that makes a difference. Let's start by understanding that not everyone needs a huge circle of friends. Stoicism teaches us that having a few genuine friends can lead to a more fulfilling life. Quality always beats quantity when it comes to friendships. Stoic philosophy emphasizes focusing on what we can control. In friendships, this means investing time and energy in relationships that truly matter to us, rather than trying to please everyone. Consider how a few true friends can offer support and wisdom. Stoicism reminds us that it's the depth of our connections, not the number of them, that truly enriches our lives. Think about the value of a friend who understands your struggles and shares your joys. According to Stoicism, these deep connections are far more meaningful than a large number of acquaintances. When we have fewer friends, we often find ourselves investing more deeply in those relationships. Stoicism teaches us that investing in meaningful connections brings more contentment than spreading ourselves too thin. Fewer friends can mean fewer distractions. By focusing on a small group of close friends, we can nurture stronger, more fulfilling bonds. This aligns perfectly with Stoic principles of focusing on what truly matters. Imagine you're dealing with a tough situation. Would you rather rely on many acquaintances who might not offer real support, or a few trusted friends who genuinely care about your well-being? Stoicism helps us understand that real happiness comes from inner contentment and meaningful relationships, not from having a large number of friends. Quality relationships are what truly matter. Having a smaller circle of friends can lead to deeper connections and more personal growth. Stoicism encourages us to reflect on our relationships and focus on those that bring us genuine happiness. Fewer friends can also mean fewer conflicts and misunderstandings. By focusing on a small group of close friends, we can build stronger, more harmonious relationships, just as Stoicism teaches. Think about how much more rewarding it is to have a few friends who truly know and understand you. Stoicism values these deep connections over the superficiality of having many acquaintances. In the end, Stoicism teaches us that our goal is to lead a life of virtue and tranquility. Having fewer friends can help us achieve this by allowing us to focus on meaningful, supportive relationships. Remember, having fewer friends doesn't mean being lonely. It means having the space to build stronger, more valuable connections. Stoicism encourages us to embrace this and find contentment in our inner circle. If you enjoyed this introduction and want more insights, hit that like button. We aim for 100 likes to show that you appreciate this perspective. Subscribe to Stoic Journey for more on how Stoicism can transform your life. Let's continue this journey together and discover the true value of meaningful friendships. Lesson 1: Understanding the Stoic Perspective on Friendship. Friendship and Stoicism. Imagine friendships as important connections in our lives. Stoicism, an ancient philosophy, helps us understand these connections better. It teaches us that having friends, or even not having many, affects how we feel and live. Quality over quantity. The Stoics believed that the quality of friendships is more important than the number. It's not about having many friends, but about having a few who truly matter. This idea helps us focus on deeper, more meaningful relationships. The role of virtue. In Stoicism, virtue is key. This means living with honesty, courage, and integrity. Stoics think that friendships should be based on these virtues. When we choose friends who share these values, our connections become stronger and more fulfilling. Self-reliance and inner strength. Stoicism teaches us to rely on ourselves for happiness, not just on our friends. By building inner strength, we can face challenges and loneliness better. This self-reliance helps us appreciate our friends more when we do have them. Friendship as a reflection of self. According to Stoics, our friends reflect who we are. The type of friends we have says a lot about our own values and character. Choosing friends who uplift and support us aligns with the Stoic belief of living virtuously. Accepting what we can control. Stoicism emphasizes focusing on what we can control and accepting what we cannot. We can't control how many friends we have, but we can control how we treat and value the friends we do have. Learning from fewer friendships. Having fewer friends can be a chance to learn more about ourselves. Stoicism encourages self-reflection and growth. We can use this time to understand our own values and how we can improve our relationships. Building strong bonds. Even with fewer friends, we can build strong bonds by being honest and supportive. Stoicism teaches us to be genuine in our interactions. Strong friendships are built on trust and mutual respect, which are central to Stoic philosophy. Embracing solitude. Stoicism also helps us embrace solitude. It's not about being lonely, but about finding peace in our own company. This can make our friendships more valuable because we learn to enjoy our own presence and are less dependent on others. Friendship and happiness. Stoics believe that true happiness comes from within. Friends can add joy to our lives, but they are not the sole source of happiness. By focusing on our own happiness, we can enjoy our friendships more fully. Quality interactions. Instead of having many surface-level friendships, Stoicism encourages deep and meaningful interactions. A few close friends who understand us well can be more fulfilling than many acquaintances. Managing expectations. Stoics advise managing our expectations from friendships. We should not expect our friends to fulfill all our needs. Understanding and accepting this helps us maintain healthier and more realistic relationships. Resilience in friendships. Stoicism teaches resilience, which is useful in friendships. If a friendship faces difficulties, the Stoic approach helps us handle these challenges calmly and thoughtfully, focusing on what we can control in the relationship. Appreciating true friends. With fewer friends, we learn to appreciate those who are truly there for us. Stoicism helps us recognize the value of these friendships and be grateful for their presence in our lives. Friendship and personal growth. Friendships play a role in our personal growth. Stoicism encourages us to seek friends who challenge us to grow and improve. These kinds of friends can help us develop our virtues and lead a more fulfilling life. Letting go of toxic friendships. Stoicism teaches us to let go of relationships that are harmful or unfulfilling. If a friendship does not contribute positively to our life, it's okay to move on and focus on those that align with our values. Building trust. Trust is a key component of Stoic friendships. Building and maintaining trust involves being reliable and honest. Stoicism helps us understand the importance of trust and how to nurture it in our relationships. Friendship and virtue ethics. Stoics believe in living according to virtue ethics. This means our actions and friendships should reflect virtues like kindness, honesty, and integrity. This approach leads to more meaningful and respectful relationships. Friendship as a path to wisdom. Friendships can also be a path to wisdom. Stoicism encourages learning from our interactions and experiences with friends. Through these relationships, we gain insights that help us grow wiser and more understanding. Conclusion. Understanding the Stoic perspective on friendship helps us appreciate the depth and quality of our connections. It teaches us that true value in friendships comes from shared virtues and genuine interactions, not just the number of friends we have. Lesson 2: The impact of limited friendships on personal growth. Imagine your life as a big garden. When you have fewer friends, it's like having fewer plants. Each friend is a unique flower that adds color and beauty to your life. With fewer flowers, the garden may seem less vibrant, but it also gives you a chance to focus on each one more deeply. Having a small circle of friends can be a blessing in disguise. It allows you to build stronger bonds with those few people. You get to know them on a deeper level, and they get to know you. This deep connection can lead to more meaningful conversations and stronger support. Think of personal growth like climbing a mountain. Fewer friends can mean fewer distractions on the path to the top. Without many people around, you can focus better on your own journey, setting and reaching personal goals without outside noise. When you have fewer friends, you might find more time for yourself. This extra time can be used to explore your interests, learn new skills, or simply reflect on your life. It's a chance to grow in ways you might not have with a larger social circle. Fewer friends can also mean fewer conflicts. With a smaller group, misunderstandings and arguments are less likely. This peaceful environment can help you focus on your own well-being and personal development. Consider having fewer friends as a way to simplify your social life. It's like decluttering your closet. With fewer clothes, you can see and use what you truly love. Similarly, with fewer friends, you can focus on those who matter most. Personal growth often happens when you step outside your comfort zone. With fewer friends, you might be encouraged to take more risks and try new things. This can lead to discovering new strengths and talents you didn't know you had. Fewer friendships can give you the space to practice self-reliance. You learn to depend more on yourself for happiness and support, which can make you more resilient and independent in the long run. Reflecting on your limited friendships can also help you understand what you truly value in relationships. This self-awareness is a key part of personal growth, helping you make better choices about who you spend your time with. Think of each friendship as a unique thread in the fabric of your life. With fewer threads, the fabric might seem simpler, but it can also be stronger and more intricate in its own way. Each thread holds a special place and adds unique value. Having fewer friends can lead you to explore different aspects of yourself. With less social interaction, you might spend more time reflecting on who you are and what you want, which is an important part of personal development. Fewer friends can mean fewer opinions and advice, giving you more freedom to make decisions on your own. This independence can be empowering and can lead to personal growth as you learn to trust your own judgment. Limited friendships can also help you build deeper connections with the people you do have. The more time and effort you put into these relationships, the stronger and more fulfilling they become, which can significantly impact your personal growth. When you have fewer friends, you might find yourself engaging in more self-care activities. This can include hobbies, exercise, or relaxation techniques that contribute to your overall well-being and personal growth. Fewer friendships can also encourage you to seek out new social opportunities and experiences. This could mean joining clubs, taking classes, or pursuing interests that lead to personal development and growth. Consider the quality of your friendships over quantity. Having a few close friends who truly understand and support you can be more beneficial than having many acquaintances. These deep connections can greatly enhance your personal growth. Personal growth often requires time for introspection. With fewer friends, you might have more opportunities to reflect on your life, your goals, and your values, which can lead to meaningful personal development. Fewer friendships can help you learn to appreciate the value of genuine connections. You might become more grateful for the friends you have and more mindful of how you nurture these relationships, leading to personal growth. Think of your journey with fewer friends as a chance to focus on your own development. It's like having a quiet space to think, plan, and grow without the constant influence of many voices. In the end, having fewer friends can be a powerful opportunity for personal growth. It allows you to build stronger, more meaningful relationships, and focus on your own journey, leading to a richer and more fulfilling life. Lesson 3. Navigating loneliness. Stoic solutions and insights. Feeling lonely? You're not alone. Ever feel like you're alone? Even in a crowd? Loneliness can be tough, but you're not the only one. The Stoic way teaches us that feeling lonely is part of life, and there are ways to handle it with grace. What is loneliness? Loneliness isn't just about being by yourself. It's a feeling that something's missing. The Stoics say that how we deal with these feelings can change everything. Look inside yourself. When loneliness strikes, take a moment to look within. Ask yourself why you feel this way. Stoicism encourages us to understand our emotions deeply, which can help us find peace. Focus on what you can control. You can't always control who is around you, but you can control how you respond to loneliness. Stoic wisdom suggests focusing on your own actions and thoughts to improve your situation. Turn to your inner strength. Stoics believe in finding strength within ourselves. Use this time alone to build up your inner resources. Discover hobbies, interests, or skills that make you feel fulfilled. Embrace solitude, not isolation. There's a big difference between being alone and being isolated. Embrace solitude as a chance to connect with yourself. Use this time to reflect and grow, rather than feeling cut off from others. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness during lonely times. Stoicism teaches that being gentle with ourselves is crucial. Self-compassion can help you feel less isolated and more connected to your own worth. Reach out to others. Even though Stoicism emphasizes inner strength, it's okay to reach out. Connect with people who share your values. Friendships can be built even in times of loneliness. Find meaning in your solitude. Think of solitude as a chance to explore new ideas or passions. Stoics believe that meaning can be found in every experience, including loneliness. This can turn isolation into a period of growth. Stay active and engaged. Keep yourself busy with activities that interest you. Whether it's reading, exercising, or learning something new, staying active can make loneliness feel less overwhelming. Connect with nature. Spending time in nature can be a powerful way to ease feelings of loneliness. Stoics often find solace in the natural world, which can help you feel more connected and at peace. Reflect on past connections. Think about the friends and relationships you've had. Reflecting on these can help you understand what you value in friendships and can guide you in making new connections. Set realistic expectations. Understand that not every social interaction will be perfect. Stoic philosophy teaches that it's okay to have ups and downs in relationships. Set realistic expectations for yourself and others. Practice gratitude. Focus on the positive aspects of your life. Practicing gratitude, even during lonely times, can shift your perspective and help you feel more connected to the world around you. Cultivate inner peace. Work on finding peace within yourself. Stoicism emphasizes inner tranquility, which can make loneliness feel less intense. Meditation and mindfulness are great tools for this. Seek meaningful conversations. When you do reach out to others, aim for meaningful conversations. Stoics believe that deep, authentic connections are more fulfilling than numerous shallow ones. Use loneliness as a learning tool. Consider loneliness as an opportunity to learn more about yourself. What does it teach you about your needs and desires? Stoicism encourages using every experience as a chance for growth. Stay patient and persistent. Remember that building connections takes time. Stoics advise patience and persistence. Keep putting yourself out there, and meaningful relationships will follow. Balance solitude and social life. Find a balance between alone time and social interactions. Too much of either can be challenging. Stoicism suggests finding harmony between solitude and socializing. Embrace the journey. Navigating loneliness is a journey, and it's okay to have highs and lows along the way. Embrace this journey with the Stoic mindset of acceptance and self-growth. It's a path to deeper understanding and stronger connections. Lesson: for building meaningful connections, a stoic approach. Have you ever felt that finding real friends can be tough? Maybe you have a few friends but wonder if they truly understand you. Stoicism can help us see friendships in a new light. Instead of just counting the number of friends, it's about the quality of those connections. Imagine your friendships are like plants. Some need a lot of care and attention, while others thrive on less. Stoicism teaches us that it's more important to nurture a few strong bonds than to spread ourselves too thin with many shallow ones. It's easy to get caught up in the idea that more friends mean a better life. But Stoicism tells us that true friends are those who support us and understand our values. It's not about quantity, but the depth of the connection. When we focus on having fewer but deeper friendships, we can build stronger and more meaningful relationships. Stoic wisdom encourages us to be thoughtful and intentional about the people we let into our lives. Think about the friends you have. Are they the kind who make you feel good about yourself? Do they support your goals and dreams? Stoicism helps us understand that the right friends are those who add real value to our lives. Building meaningful connections starts with understanding ourselves. When we know our own values and goals, we can find friends who share those beliefs. Stoicism helps us reflect on what truly matters to us. It's not just about finding friends, but about being the kind of friend who adds value. Stoicism teaches us to be honest, kind, and supportive, which naturally attracts the right people into our lives. Sometimes we might feel lonely even with friends around. Stoicism helps us understand that loneliness can be an opportunity for self-reflection and growth. It's a chance to focus on what we truly need in a friendship. When we approach friendships with a stoic mindset, we focus on what we can give rather than what we can get. This shift in perspective can lead to deeper and more fulfilling relationships. Stoicism also teaches us to let go of the need for constant validation from others. By focusing on being our true selves, we naturally attract friends who appreciate us for who we are. Building strong friendships takes time and effort. Stoicism encourages us to be patient and persistent. True connections are worth the wait and the work. Consider how you can be a better friend. Are you supportive and understanding? Stoic principles guide us to act with integrity and kindness, which helps build trust and respect in our relationships. Quality friendships often come from shared experiences and values. Stoicism suggests that finding common ground and engaging in meaningful activities together can strengthen bonds. It's important to be open and honest in our friendships. Stoicism teaches us to communicate clearly and genuinely, which fosters trust and deepens our connections with others. Sometimes friendships can change or end. Stoicism helps us accept these changes without resentment. It's about appreciating the time we had and moving forward with grace. Building meaningful connections also means being open to new experiences and people. Stoicism encourages us to embrace opportunities for growth and learning in our social lives. Think about what you can contribute to your friendships. Stoicism teaches us that being a positive and reliable friend is as important as finding the right friends. Reflect on your own values and goals. Are they aligned with those of your friends? Stoic wisdom helps us seek out friends who share our vision and support our journey. Building meaningful connections is a continuous journey. Stoicism encourages us to keep learning and growing, both as individuals and in our relationships. Remember, it's not about having many friends, but having the right ones. Stoic philosophy guides us to focus on quality, kindness, and genuine connections. Stay tuned for more insights on how to apply Stoicism in your life and friendships. Conclusion: finding strength and clarity in the Stoic journey. Life can sometimes feel lonely when we have fewer friends, but this can also be a chance to grow and find strength within ourselves. Imagine you're on a journey. Fewer friends mean you might walk alone more often, but this solitude can help you discover new strengths and clarity. Stoicism teaches us that we can control how we react to situations. Having fewer friends doesn't mean you're alone in a bad way. It's an opportunity to learn and grow. When you face loneliness, remember that it's not a punishment. It's a chance to reflect and understand yourself better, according to Stoic beliefs. Think of your inner strength as a hidden treasure. With fewer distractions, you can dig deeper and uncover it. Stoics believe that our true strength comes from within. When we're not surrounded by many friends, we have a chance to build that strength. Use this time to focus on what really matters to you. Stoicism encourages us to align our actions with our values and goals. Building resilience is key. Facing loneliness can make you more resilient and better prepared for future challenges. Stoic philosophy helps us see that relationships are valuable, but not everything. It teaches us to find peace within ourselves. When you feel lonely, use this time to develop new skills or hobbies. This personal growth can be very fulfilling. Reflect on your experiences and what they teach you. Each moment of solitude is a lesson that can bring you closer to understanding yourself. Keep a journal to track your thoughts and feelings. Writing can help you process emotions and gain clarity about your journey. Stoics also emphasize the importance of self-care. Take care of your physical and mental health during times of solitude. Connect with nature. Spending time outdoors can help you feel grounded and connected, even when you're on your own. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment helps you appreciate life as it is and can reduce feelings of loneliness. Remember, having fewer friends can lead to deeper, more meaningful connections. Quality often outweighs quantity in relationships. Reach out to others when you feel ready. Building new relationships can be more rewarding after some time of self-discovery. Embrace the journey of finding clarity. Each step you take, even alone, brings you closer to understanding and strength. Stay open to new experiences. Life is full of opportunities to connect with others, even if you start with a smaller circle. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Keep exploring, stay true to yourself, and find strength in the lessons of Stoicism.